that's formed tonight. Thankful that we have this opportunity. It's been a great blessing to me for the past many months to have had this opportunity to meet with you all most Wednesday nights. Here in our part of the country, Western Arkansas, we have a lot of land that is owned by the United States Forest Service. And they employ surveyors to mark the boundaries of their property. And most of the land surveying that is done in this area references work that's been done by Forest Service surveyors. So what they do is very important to all of us. But their normal procedure is they go out, those surveyors do, and they establish a corner and find what they believe is the correct location of the corner, and they put a stake in the ground. Usually that stake's not very tall. It may only stick up 6 or 8 inches above the top of the ground. And unless there's some man-made structure there, they're hard to find, hard to locate. So what they typically do is they will go out a few feet from that corner, from that survey marker that they put in the ground, and they will put a little metal tag on a tree or a fence post or something that they can attach it to. And that's an indicator marker. Yeah. Now, that corner stake has legal authority, legal binding. It legally establishes the location of a property boundary or of a corner. And you don't have to like where it is. It is where it is. And once that surveyor's put it there, the United States government says that's it. And you can fuss and squabble, but it's not going to do you any good. That corner's going to be where he says it is. And they put those little indicator markers up, and they're about 3 by 5 little yellow metal tags about the color of a school bus. They show up quite well. They have a shiny border around the outside of the thing, and they etch or engrave on the metal of that little indicator marker where the actual survey marker is. Now, those indicator markers have no legal significance whatsoever. You can put one up 12 feet from a corner, 20 feet from a corner. It just helps you to know where the corner is. So they put up two kinds of markers. One of them is legally binding. One of them states the matter of fact, the case. The other, not legal at all, it just points you in the right direction, helps you to know where the actual survey marker is, helps you to locate. They're visual aids that make it easier to find and know where that marker that's in the ground is located. So if you're interested in land boundaries and surveying, you have to understand the difference between the legally binding survey marker that's in the ground and that indicator marker that's up in the air where you can see it, nailed to a tree or a post, that sort of thing. As we come to the Bible, there are statements that declare legal fact. There are statements in Scripture that tell us what God's truth is. There are statements that tell us what Jesus has done for us. And that's true. And like the corner marker, you can like it or you can not like it. You can squabble about it. You can dispute it. But it is what it is. What God has done, God has done. It is beyond the realm of man to change, to add to take from. What God has done that is according to his law is fact. Then there are other verses and clauses, expressions of Scripture that are given us just to help us find out where those truths apply, which individuals are embraced in those truths, and that sort of thing. Now, I want to read a very familiar verse, actually two verses tonight. First two verses of Romans chapter 8. And in these two verses, there are some survey markers, there are some facts set out, and then there are some expressions that are used that are indicators of where those facts apply. So let's read that and see how that works. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, I want to notice especially three clauses. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Then for the